Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And this is Amazeballs. Right after we do Friends, we're back with its competitor in most people's eyes, Seinfeld episode of our sitcom run.
Is there a rivalry?
I think in a lot of people's eyes, yes.
It's Seinfeld season finale did better.
Ooh, coming out hot with the facts, Josh.
His top five season finale, his Friends was like sixth or fifth.
Did you know that they actually aired the Seinfeld season finale on the big screen in Times Square?
That's cool.
And, like, live, and people came out to watch
it. That's a memorable moment if you were there.
Yes, that's a very historic moment. Tonight, we watch two historic episodes. The first one being The Chinese Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you've caught on to this pretty quickly, Josh. You were like, is it gonna be a good eating experience or is it gonna be a bad eating experience? We get into the waiting room, there's no eating experience.
Yeah.
It's a closed room episode. Basically. They are on their way.
Both of these are closed episodes.
They are
very exciting.
I did. I didn't like it wasn't like a theme I was going for, but I was like, these are two of the best episodes, let's run with it. Jerry wants to go see one of the worst movies ever made, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Mm-hmm. Have we done that on?
No.
Have
you seen it, Justin?
Yes.
Of course, in your film class, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Josh, I assume you haven't.
I have not.
It's a favorite of Seinfeld's. It's a favorite of Mulder from The X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the bad movie that started MST3000, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
They want to stop in here at this pretty nice Chinese-looking Chinese restaurant, Hunan on 5th, before they go to see the show. They think it'll be a quick in, 5 to 10 minutes, and a quick out.
And, George,
yes,
he's trying to get a hold of his girl he's talking to, Tatiana. He left her abruptly while they were in the midst of making love because he had to take a shit.
I like how you adjusted your first half of that, like, in the midst of making love. Like, you adjusted to the sitcom language.
Uh-huh.
Taking a shit, yeah. And the only bathroom she had was right off of the bedroom. And so
He's a nervous pooper anyway. I know this about him.
He didn't even finish either. Seinfeld's like, you told her this after, right? He's like, during. So he, like, quit. Oh, this is an E-rated episode. He quit mid-thrust to be like, I gotta go. I think it should be best if I leave now. And didn't tell her why.
Yeah.
That's kind of a B story.
Kind of.
The other B story is Elaine is just really hungry.
Very hungry. Comically hungry.
Jerry bets her $50 she won't go to this table of old people and eat an egg roll in front of them. Half
of it. Bet her $50? Because that implies that she has to pay him $50 if she doesn't do it. And that wasn't what it was.
No. No, he just...
It was like a dare.
Okay. He dared her. And I love this line from George. He's like, for that amount, I'd go and I'd stick my face in their soup and blow.
I wonder how much money $50.92 is now.
Too much for this bet. Seinfeld is kind of rolling in it, I think. Josh, would you do this for $50? Or, like, I guess $300 today?
Eat an egg roll off some his plate.
In front of them and then walk away?
And then walk away.
Not even for like...
I don't like egg rolls.
That's why you wouldn't do it.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change the scenario. You're at a restaurant that you like with things that you like.
I still don't think
I'm What's your minimum you would take, money-wise?
I don't know.
To embarrass yourself in front of six complete strangers.
Like $1,000.
That's like a potential, like, get kicked out of the restaurant I like. I would prefer it be a restaurant I don't like.
Yeah, but, like... If you get kicked out of the restaurant with $300, that's still a good scenario, right?
Then I can't go back to the restaurant.
Oh, you mean banned from the restaurant?
Yeah, potentially.
How much would it take you to get banned
from the restaurant? I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
All right, think.
What about you?
I'd probably do it for $50. I'm not going to get banned from a restaurant. I'm just, just going to eat an egg roll and make $50. And like George says, give them a story to talk about.
Yeah. Would you eat it in one bite?
Oh, it depends on hot. If this thing's right out of the fryer, that's dangerous.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You're going in blind.
No, I'm not going for bodily harm here. I'm going for shock value. George needs to call Tatiana.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
phone is being used all the time.
This is one of your first times seeing Seinfeld, right, Josh?
Yeah, I might have seen, like, scenes there, but I don't think I actually sat and then watched a full episode.
So, you didn't know it started with him doing stand-up. Is it all closed room? It's not all closed room. I know from this example. This is just to get you to watch more of it.
Okay.
I didn't know. How crazy would it be if it was all closed room?
Jerry in the laundromat.
I could see it, because this show, you know, they call Seinfeld, like, a show about nothing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, very normal situation. So, like, I could see them doing this for a while.
NBC didn't want to air this episode.
The Chinese restaurant one?
Yeah.
Sure, I can see why.
They said it was too uninteresting and no one would watch it.
That's why?
That's why.
Okay.
The executives were not impressed.
Was this the first closed room episode?
Yeah, this was the first bobble episode.
Okay.
On Seinfeld.
Larry
David, the creator, was one of the people you can hear at the table of old people who's like, hey, what did she say? Like, he ADRs himself in a lot on this show as voice, but he's rarely ever seen. He plays a man in a cape in a couple episodes that's friends with George's dad, and they can't explain it. It turns out they'd never eat. George finally gets to the payphone, leaves Tatiana a message. We get a famous line from this. We live in a society! Yeah. Which, like, it goes straight to Joker. Like, that's where they got it from.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's credited to
this. Oh, wow. Awesome.
It's a George Costanza freakout for sure. you said you got the characters pretty easily. Like, you could tell who was who and what
they were. Oh, I knew their names.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're more adult in this one than Friends.
Yeah, this is a very adult sitcom, right? They drive, they have jobs. They're getting annoyed by very adult things.
Very trivial adult things,
too. Right, having
to
wait in restaurants and, you know, should we just go to the movie?
What about the burger place? No, it's the opposite direction. Right. We won't have time.
These are not things the friends would get annoyed with.
And you said you can't see the friends doing a closed room, like, bottle episode like this as well, or?
Not like this, no. Not about nothing.
Okay. And keep it going.
Right, I don't think they could.
As soon as George leaves the message, she calls back, but the maitre d' calls out Cartwright instead of Costanza. I love this interaction where he goes back to George and Elaine, and he's like, no, I am Cartwright. And he's like, you're not Cartwright. I know I'm not Cartwright! there's a great escalation. It's almost like Always Sunny, how it's like it can be whisper quiet and then they can be yelling at each other the next moment. There's a lot of energy.
Julie in particular, I get, does a lot of the yelling.
Yeah. And later Kramer, but not as angry in the show. As soon as they leave, their name is called, even though for 22 minutes they've been saying, you know, it'll be 5 to 10 minutes and letting people ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
You could just go to the bar at that point, I say, because they're in the waiting room.
Have one.
No, we saw the bar. It's the second room over there. Okay. Where the other people are coming out of. But
very relatable situation.
That's most of Seinfeld.
Both episodes, yeah.
Yeah, because the second episode, lead us in, Josh. What's this about?
They get stuck trying to leave a parking garage. And they're in the parking garage the entire episode.
How long did it take you to clock that I had chose two closed room
episodes? Oh, immediately. The second they're walking around a parking garage, I was like, they're not leaving this parking garage. Given how the last episode went.
I can see why you'd think all episodes are now bottle episodes.
I bet there's more than just these two.
These are the two big ones that came to mind. I'm sure there are more, but we do move around a lot in this show.
Okay,
there's lots of driving
scenes. I've seen the apartment in some scenes.
There's mostly Seinfeld's apartment.
Okay.
George changes apartments. He's not always at the same place.
Okay.
Elaine's...
Kramer's right across the way, right?
Yes, but we rarely see inside. Because it's like a mystery box. It's always different and like weird sounds are coming from inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Never really know what he's up to in there. That right. Gamer.
See, we see it in a couple of episodes briefly, like the hot tub episode. The one with the Japanese businessmen that come and sleep over, we see inside of it.
Do we see Elaine's apartment at all?
I'm trying to think if that's Elaine's apartment or the guy she's dating, Putty. Do you remember the animated series The Tick?
Yeah.
The guy who voiced the Tick is a big side character in Seinfeld.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really lovable. Elaine dates him for a couple of seasons.
Okay.
And he uses that same really dark, deep tone. Sure. And he has the same dry sense of humor. It's Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, because he's an American Dad as well. He's really good
at this. He's in a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah. Elaine and him, I think that might be the longest relationship. Seinfeld.
They're kind of on again, off again, aren't they?
True. But Seinfeld has a new woman almost every week.
Sure.
And the thing about the show is these women are, like, beautiful, successful, smart, but he always finds a flaw. And that's kind of a runner on Seinfeld.
Yeah, because he critiques everything, right?
You
see it in the sitcom.
Uh-huh.
The stand-up comedy moments.
Right. Kramer's always dating somebody new, just because he's so out there. And George, surprisingly, pulls a lot of really attractive women, but...
Not for long, apparently.
Fucks it up.
As we saw.
He always fucks it up. Why was he talking about Scientology within the 5 minutes they were in the car?
When they get a ride to their car and then she kicks them out?
I have no idea.
And then he made, like, a tasteless joke about it or something. I mean, you can't make a tasteless joke about Scientology. I'm glad the show made a joke about it back in the 90s. but him, George, surprisingly, has, like, the second longest relationship in the show with Susan.
Mm-hmm.
It's another character that's a pretty big side character.
Okay.
That comes from him and Jerry teaming up trying to pitch a show to NBC. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, second or third season. It's really early on in it. But it's a constant runner throughout the show. It keeps coming up and then dropping out. The second episode, Kramer's carrying around this huge air conditioner that's far
really
too heavy.
Really cheap air conditioner.
They had to find the cheapest one in Jersey at a mall. This huge, huge parking
garage. Elaine has a fish in a bag.
Two fish. A goldfish. They're not going to last long. George and Jerry need to pee.
Mm-hmm. George also has a thing with his parents.
Yeah, it's their 47th wedding anniversary tonight.
He's gonna take him to dinner.
And if he doesn't make it, they're going to be crushed. They
aggravate him forever.
An amazing comedy couple. The duo that plays his parents in this. Yeah. They're a classic, like, vaudevillian power couple that come on and play it. And they're actually the parents of Ben Stiller.
Have we seen them as characters? This episode? Like, before this episode? Or have they not been introduced yet?
I'm sure they had. They're big. Or maybe they don't move back to New York, because they lived in Florida for a while. So did Jerry's parents. Or no, George's parents have always lived in New York. Jerry's parents lived in Florida and visit all the time. Elaine's parents aren't seen often at all.
No.
Kramer's mom is seen in, like, one episode. But Jerry and George's family play a big part of it. He mentions a sister in this episode, or the Chinese food restaurant. Never is mentioned again.
Okay.
It's kind of like, that's a sitcom thing. Sometimes characters will be mentioned, like siblings. Sometimes they'll even show up. and they'll be like, oh, that doesn't work, and write them out.
That happened in that 70s show.
Donna had a younger sister.
Donna had a younger sister in the first season.
How do they write a younger
sister? They just never mention them again. Never mention them. That's what you call writing out. Or they went to military school. Sure. Was a big one back in like the 60s. I think we'll see that in even more of these. Like, every one of them probably has characters that pop in once and then are just not canon.
Yeah.
What'd you think of these two episodes?
I liked them a lot.
Yeah?
I did. More than Friends?
Yeah. More than Friends.
Friends, more, like we said, really consistent. But this, I felt like the jokes hit a little harder.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I appreciated the joke. It was more relatable.
Oh, yeah.
There were less characters.
Yeah.
There's like four.
There were half the characters in the first episode, the Chinese restaurant, and then Kramer came in the second one.
Right.
And you could tell them apart. They're all wearing different colors, just like
Friends. I mean, they're all physically very different.
Yeah, I know. The height difference, the body build. Yeah.
Their characterizations are also very distinct.
Do you think you're going to watch more of this?
I think I might.
Okay. Would you start at the
beginning? I don't know that I have the services that stream them, so I have to figure that out. But
is this one you would start at the beginning or kind of just dabble?
I think I would watch the other episodes on this like best episodes list.
Okay.
And go from there.
Okay.
I would watch a couple more big ones and see what I think.
Yeah. I'm glad we did this and Friends back to back. They were on at the same time. Like, literally at the same night some of the week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to choose. That created a rivalry, of course. Nowadays, you don't have to choose. You can watch whatever you want, anytime you want.
Yeah.
You can even have two computers playing both of them at the same time. Oh my gosh, you're mad, man. Yeah.
Too much comedy.
You could make, like, you know the robo fighting that they do?
You could complete the trifecta.
Yeah.
And have How I Met Your Mother playing. And it's three sitcoms about New York, set in New York.
Oh, there's more than that, though. I think that one's their child, if anything, because that one came so much later and did not age as well as either of these.
No.
I'm not a fan of Friends, but I'll give it this. I'd much rather sit and watch Friends than How I Met Your Mother any night of the week.
Same.
Yeah. I remember when I used to watch How I Met Your Mother online for fun. It's like, oh, that's new, and it has a bunch of stars in it.
Yeah. I mean, I like Jason Segel, so I checked it out a couple times.
Yeah, and Neil Patrick Harris was fun. Not going to go back and check that one out on any list unless we have to for this show.
Josh is, like, making a note.
How I Met Your Father was the spinoff of that. Speaking of spinoffs, we forgot to mention last week, Friends had one spinoff.
Called Joey.
Lasted two seasons.
About Joey.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of want to watch
46 episodes.
Oh my god, that's so many episodes.
There's just about Joey.
There's shows out there like Over the Garden Wall that are fantastic that have eight.
Yeah.
All together. Mm. And they couldn't do something in 48. A lot of these sitcoms have spinoffs. Rocco's did not.
Nope.
That 70s show?
No spinoff. Well, technically, that 90s show.
I call that a spinoff.
Yeah.
That 90s show. That 80s show?
No.
Not a spinoff, but it exists, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
It was one season, and the guy who plays Dennis, Glenn Howerton, starred in it from Always Sunny.
I'm glad that didn't take off and we got Always Sunny instead.
Yes. That's a sitcom. And that one's outlasted most of the big ones at this point. It's kind of hard to believe. Seinfeld, no spinoffs, like we mentioned.
They knew they did good.
A lot of... For many, many years, there was a thing called The Curse of Seinfeld.
I read about that on the wiki.
Where none of these actors could find success in any spinoffs. Jason Alexander tried two or three different times. It wasn't until Elaine got into Veep that took off and broke the curse, so to speak. Seinfeld is currently doing, like, driving in cars with coffee, getting comedians.
Sure. Making B-movie 2.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, thank God. We haven't done Veep yet. No, we haven't.
It's very iconic.
Don't take any notes, no.
It's super iconic.
It might be. It's iconic because it's so bad. It's like a meme.
Yeah,
do you know what the premise of that movie is?
I know that Seinfeld as a bee.
Yeah, what do you think that bee does?
What do you think it's about?
I forget if they fall in love with a lady. I think it's that. And yeah. I know there's a husband, and who I believe is voiced by Patrick Warburton.
I don't think we're going to do this.
You don't want to watch the animated love story about a human woman and Jerry Seinfeld the bee?
I saw it in theaters.
Oh, okay.
I've seen pin buttons at conventions with the entire script of the bee
movie. Yep, that's very popular to do. My coworker at the time it came out saw it in the theater with Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. How do you manage that?
It was a Chicago showing, I believe.
He just happened to be there?
Yep. You know, secondhand claim to fame bee movie over here. Yeah, printing out the entire bee movie is a meme also for some reason. Maybe we'll make shirts with it on the back. Mm-hmm. This was really fun. I have two more on my list. I have some heavy hitters, Roseanne and Cheers.
Okay.
Josh, what else do you have?
I have Doug and Home Movies.
Ooh, sticking with the animation from the 90s. And Justin,
you have one more. Malcolm in the Middle.
Was that Malcolm?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
Malcolm at the End, you mean.
And I know we've covered a lot of 90s things, but
that's
Malcolm,
what all the big sitcoms are.
Malcolm lasted
into the aughts a lot.
Well into the aughts. Yeah.
Was that weird? Because, like, internet happened then, right?
Exactly.
Did the show change with that?
It does.
Is there a weird... Or it's like, we suddenly all have computers and cell phones now, and
Josh,
it's normal.
In Seinfeld... There's an episode about him getting a computer.
Of course there is.
Yeah. I mean,
is it like big and clunky and like blows up and he doesn't know what to do with it?
No, it's none of that. He just gets one and starts like online dating because it's a way to meet girls.
Sure.
There was a sitcom episode about getting a computer. Mm-hmm. In almost every sitcom. The Simpsons did it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm, they were pretty poor.
Yeah.
They were pretty,
okay,
like, working class.
So you only have that, like, school or whatever.
Yeah. But even at school, I don't remember a lot of computers being used in Malcolm. That 70s show, there is a computer episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelso gets a Pong machine, and Red teaches him how to solder to customize the Pong machine to make the ball go faster or the paddle smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just always there's got to be a Roseanne computer episode of some sort. That was definitely a staple. We're going to run into a lot of staples. What have you noticed so far about sitcoms?
They're not really funny.
It takes a lot of work to be really funny every week consistently.
Sure. To be not even just be funny every week, but to be funny throughout an entire 20 minutes every week.
Yeah, you can't hold up all the time.
And nowadays... A season is 8 to 10 episodes, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Back then, it was 22 to 30 sometimes.
They're airing, like, every weeknight, right?
Well, they would take breaks, and they would take off summer, and, yeah. It wasn't the whole 52 weeks, but it was, like, half the year. Because you'd get, like, in the fall, all the new shows would start and have, like, season premieres.
Right.
And you'd usually get through the... Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas episodes, they'd take a break and come back and hit hard with like a Valentine's. So you always have these beats that you kind of hit, the holiday episodes.
Sure.
Justin started us with one holiday episode, Thanksgiving, but I think the next and only one we're going to get to, unless you have a couple on your list.
I don't.
Is Roseanne was phenomenal at Halloween episodes. So really? One of my Roseanne episodes is a Halloween episode.
Okay.
If you want to check out any of these or previously mentioned episodes, you can find us on podcasts.com. Look for Amazeballs, Have You Seen, and What About Wrestling? Check us out on Facebook under FapCheck and FapCheck@gmail.com if you want to send Josh any letters to read live on the podcast. Justin, you want to check that mailbag and see if anybody's messaged Josh so he can read a letter here on the podcast? Hey, don't give away our secret. No, we recorded two episodes tonight, and we just checked it like 20 minutes ago.
Nope.
You didn't look. Write to us at fapcheck@gmail.com, and Josh will read it live on the podcast. I'm really liking this sitcom list.
Yeah, it's fun.
What did you want me to say You asked what I've noticed about sitcoms.
Like, any tropes or anything, really? Like,
there's characters with very stated personalities.
I didn't... Yeah, no pressure. Just any... if you noticed anything, like, consistently between all these things.
That's about all I noticed. They're large cats with very specific characters that don't tend to be that funny to me.
Yeah.
But I think that's just each series' thing.
Yeah.
Right? Even Rocco wasn't that funny on second watch. Right? It was cute, but I wasn't busting a gut.
I'd say Rocco is the one that made me most anxious so far out of all of these. Sure. It has, like, the most manic energy. And,
oh,
like,
sure.
Everybody's bouncing around and screaming. Not in a bad way.
Don't worry, Doug is very Seinfeld.
Oh, it is like kid Seinfeld, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a slice of life show.
Yeah.
About a guy, the most boring guy in the world.
Hey, Doug, have you ever noticed how school chairs are real uncomfortable? That's Patty Manis.
Maybe I should pick some really boring episodes.
That's fun.
The really nothing. One of my episodes is like super nothing.
Good, because that's where sitcoms shine, in my opinion. Mm. That's why I chose these bottle episodes. There's, like, no plot other than we're at this place.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited to keep going, but until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Boom, 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 boom.
You could just put that clip in.
I'm going to get over that.